Welcome to Daily in the Word.
If I asked you, what is God's purpose for your life, what would you answer? Most young adults don't really have a clear picture of what they should do after high school. In fact, there are so many options, the decision can actually be scary. If you're interested in discovering God's perfect plan for your future, or if you'd like to prepare to serve God in full-time ministry, then find out more about West Coast Baptist College at wcbc.edu.
There are a lot of competing philosophies and belief systems in today's culture that can't all be true. The question we're going to answer today on Daily in the Word, which faith? Stay with us. Coming up next with Dr. Paul Chappell, we're going to answer some tough questions. Lot of competing belief systems in today's culture, a lot of different systems that are crying and vying for your attention and for your allegiance. How will you determine what you believe? What authority will you rely upon? Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the teaching and the preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and the president of West Coast Baptist College. Today's series is entitled, Which Faith? We're answering some tough questions, but we're not just answering those questions with our own opinion or with conjecture. We're going to the Word of God, the final authority, God's written word to mankind, and we're going to rest upon the truth as He defines it. And so I believe this series will greatly help you and maybe a friend that needs to know Christ. I hope you'll consider passing along to them this series, Which Faith? Before we join today's message with Dr. Chappell, I want to encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org. At dailyintheword.org, you'll find links to today's broadcast and recent messages, also a vast host of other resources that will help your spiritual growth and your walk with the Lord. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit with us at dailyintheword.org. At dailyintheword.org, you'll find a lot of resources to help you in your Christian faith and growth. You'll find a daily devotional from Pastor Chappell and links to recent broadcasts, as well as the Daily in the Word podcast. I also want to encourage you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially. Your gift of any amount to Daily in the Word will help us to pay for airtime and to continue the work of teaching and preaching the truth, the uncompromised truth of the Word of God. But now let's open our Bibles, and here's Pastor Chappell to introduce today's message in this series, Which Faith?
We're living in a day when many environmentalists worship the creation more than the Creator. People who would spend their life savings to save a particular species won't walk across the street to serve the Creator God. Has it gotten that bad? Why don't we turn to Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, as we study today, Creator or creation?
God's truth has been revealed. But notice, secondly, this morning, God's truth rejected. You see, the problem is not that men have never heard. The problem is that they have heard and they have rejected Him. They have turned their backs on a holy God. Now, how does the heathen world respond? Many times the heathen world responds by ridiculing the truth, rejecting the truth, living their own way. One boy in biology class, he was raised in the family of a scoffer. His dad told him there was no God, and he was sitting next to a Christian boy, and this young man, with a little sarcasm, looked at the Christian young man. He said, "You know, it wouldn't make any difference to me if my grandfather had been a monkey." The young boy thought about that. He said, "Well, it might have made a difference to your grandmother." I like what Dr. B.R. Lakin used to say, "I ain't no kin to the monkey. The monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about your ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree." I'm glad today I'm not here by accident. I'm glad I'm here by the design and purpose of Almighty God. But God's truth has been rejected. Throughout history, throughout generations, throughout cultures, God's truth has been rejected. Notice, first of all, the Bible says that they possess the truth. The heathen world has possessed the truth. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, notice that phrase, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see, the world has known that God exists. The world has known that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation that has come into the world. And men love darkness, that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now find that in your notes or in your Bible if you would, John 3:19. Notice that. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. This is the revelation of God. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I want you to know something. Every man, every woman that you work with who says, "Wow, religion's a bunch of this or that, and Christians are hypocrites, and preachers are this, and I just want to go to hell and be where my buddies are." They don't want to go there. In their heart, they know there is a God, and God has revealed himself to them, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. You know why many men will not get saved? They want to go on in their lustful ways, in their fornicating ways, in their adultery, their drugs, their alcohol, their sin, their maliciousness. The Bible says men reject the light because they love their darkness. They love their whoremongering. They love their sin. And so they reject the Lord. Oh, the world has possessed the truth. It's just they love their sin a little more. The old-fashioned word of God or a life of sin, and the world chooses the life of sin. Now let me tell you something. The world has possessed the truth. And from God's scale, there have been at least two times in world history where the whole world possessed the truth. One was when Adam and Eve existed in the garden. And even during that time, with just two people on planet Earth and two people possessing the truth, and the truth was so simple, "Thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," just that simple, even then the entire human race turned against God. Then we come to the day of Noah. The Bible tells us that the day of Noah, the antediluvian society, was a day of wickedness and men doing everything that was wicked and every evil imagination continually. And God brought judgment to the world. And during that time, God showed grace to the world and God saved Noah and his family. But they were hardly off the ark before they started to reject the truth once again. The problem is not that the world doesn't know about God or Jesus or the Ten Commandments. Oh no, the world has possessed the truth. The problem is that the world has perverted the truth. The world has seen the truth, but the world twists the truth or rejects the truth outright. Notice the perversion of the truth in verse 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools." Hello, my name is Dr. Drydust. Welcome to Biology 101. We are here to let all of you little Christians know that you have been under a strong, strong lie, and that the truth is Darwin's theory. You see, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Professing themselves to be broad, they will be destroyed. The perverted truth. Notice the progression of pride, if you will, in verse 21. First, we see indifference. They knew God, but they glorified him not as God. Oh yeah, God bless America. You know, George Washington, he prayed. That's fine for him. But there were also a lot of people who really didn't believe in God either. God is fine. But we don't need God Bless America songs, and we don't need In God We Trust songs, and I'm glad I live in America, but you know, it's not all that important. Indifference. They glorified him not as God. Anyone who has a heart and a mind to understand ought to stop and say, God has blessed America. It's just that simple, you see. But not the indifferent one, not the indifferent American. Well, you know, we've had a lot of good things come our way, and a lot of machinery, and a lot of scientists, a lot of inventions, and that's why we're here. Indifference. That leads, secondly, to ingratitude. For the Bible says in verse 21, neither were thankful. You know the most miserable day on the calendar year for an atheist? Thanksgiving. Who do you thank? They are filled with ingratitude, and many, many of them are very angry people. Indifferent, ingratitude. Thirdly, then, is ignorance. For the Bible says their foolish heart was darkened. Now, the perversion of the truth has been going on for thousands of years. Some of you recall after the flood, there was a man named Nimrod, and he was a ruler who erected what was called the Tower of Babel. I mean, just within years of the ark landing on Mount Ararat, now the Tower of Babel is being constructed as man's way to get to God. Once again, forgetting it's not by our works, but doing what they wanted to do to find their way to God. Time and again, men have rejected the truth, and men have truly found themselves perverting the truth throughout the centuries. But notice, thirdly this morning, not only God's truth revealed, not only God's truth rejected throughout the ages, but I want you to see, thirdly, God's truth replaced. You see, America does not need more religion. People, because of this innate desire or knowledge for God, I should say, oftentimes want religion. And rather than coming to Christ, when they set Christ aside, they must find some type of religion, and so they will replace Christ with another religion. And I want you to notice this in the Word of God. God's truth replaced, verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. In other words, instead of worshiping God in spirit and truth, instead of worshiping the Creator God, the God that was revealed to the prophets and to Moses, instead of worshiping God, the Bible says they changed the glory of God, of uncorruptible God, into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So we see in the first place, man is now elevating the creation. Rather than worshiping the Creator, now he's elevating the creation. Rather than worshiping the God that does not corrupt and decay, they worship idols, they worship four-footed beasts, they get involved in New Age religion and meditation, and they're praying and worshiping towards everything except the God who created them. Psalm 106 and verse 20. Thus they changed the glory of the similitude of the ox that eateth grass. You see, Eastern religions emphasize this. In India, there are 330 million gods. You see, the Hindus have over 330 million gods. They are ever learning but never able to come to the truth. They don't have enough time in their lifetime to discover all of the gods. And thus the belief in reincarnation that many Hollywood movie stars are following today, which is Eastern religion, which is elevating the creation, which is saying, oh, never ever harm a little stray dog. Kill a preborn baby, that's okay. But don't hurt the little stray dog, you see. I'm outraged at what Michael Vick did. I really am. But why aren't there some people screaming about the lives of humans taken out of the mother's womb and thrown into the garbage? And by the way, if the Republican Party turns from that truth and de-emphasizes moral truth, may preachers of God still preach what the Bible says about God's life. You see, the fact of the matter is today that when people begin to worship the whales and people begin to worship the earth and the earth goddess Gaia and fall into this Eastern thought, it is an indication they're getting away from the Creator many times and more into His creation. Oh, the Romans, they worshiped and deified eagles, and the American Indians deified eagles, and the Egyptians and the Canaanites worshiped the bull. And wherever you see a society that has rejected the truth of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, you will find polytheism, you will find sensuality on the rise, you will find paganism abounding, and God's hand of blessing being removed. Listen, God is very clear about this. Exodus chapter 20, the same Darwin theory people and the same atheist people who have removed the Ten Commandments from the schoolhouse knew what they were doing, because God was very clear in this. He says in Exodus 20 and verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. God is clear on the matter. And yet we see the world today, instead of worshiping God, making their own idols, worshiping their own self-made religion. Well, I worship God my way up at Yosemite, and I worship here because I give to this and that. No, no. God says, thou shalt make no other gods before me. They elevated the creation, but then notice what they did. They worshiped the creation, verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to their uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Now, in verse 24, we see that when man begins to use birds, beasts, and creeping things instead of worshiping God, Soon perversion and sensual practices will invade their religion. And you travel and you see in certain foreign countries that where there is a de-emphasis of the Ten Commandments, where there is a de-emphasis of the truths of the Bible, and there are very little in the way of Christian influence, you will find that immorality also is abundant. And you will find prostitution in the streets. Why? Because where there is a rejection of God's moral truth, then there will be a decadence in society. Because when there is no absolute truth, then there is going to be sin and perversion. And that's what God's word says, that through the lust of their own hearts, they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. You see, these people had a form of godliness, but they had no true godliness. And the Bible is very clear in 2 Timothy there, chapter 3 and verse 7, that they were ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Time magazine wrote of Darwin's theory, and they said Darwinism remains one of the most successful scientific theories ever sent forth. You know why? Because Time magazine rejects God. You see, if you're a God rejecter, you're a science worshiper. But my friend, if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you don't worship this creation, the animals, or the mountains. You don't go to Sedona and pray to the red rocks. You pray to the creator of the red rocks, you see. Australian molecular biologist wrote these words. He said, Darwinism broke man's link with God and consequently set him adrift in the cosmos without purpose. British biologist Richard Dawkins, speaking of the same subject, said, Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist. Now look right here. There is a great difference between being intellectually fulfilled and spiritually fulfilled. Ever learning, but never able to come to the truth. And I want to tell you something, friend. The fact of the matter is that in this world, God gives us a moment in time to understand His revelation. God has given to us the world itself as a witness of His greatness. God has given to us within our conscience an understanding of God. God has revealed His written word, and it is now canonized into 66 books, one holy Bible. God has given to us the empty tomb and the testimony of 1,500 witnesses. And all around the world this morning, God has given the word of God and preachers of the word of God to preach messages like this so that the world can know that God loves them and Jesus died for them. God has revealed Himself, and He is even today. The question is, are you receiving His revelation or rejecting His revelation? Has there come a time in your life when you realize that for you to know everything, you'd have to travel to every planet to discover all of these scientific theories and to become God yourself? Have you come to the place of realization that you are not God and that God and God alone can be trusted with your soul and with your soul's eternity? Have you come to the place, as Timothy Dwight, the president of Yale from 1795 to 1817, who said to the class of 1814, Christ is the only, the true, the living way of access to God. Give up yourselves, therefore, to Him with a cordial confidence, and the great work of life is done. You see, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. But the man who through the Spirit's conviction realizes, you know what, I'm a sinner. I could try to find all 330 gods of the Hindus. I could go to all the sacred places of the Buddhists. I could study at all of the mosques of the Mohammedan. I can do all of these things trying to find God. Or I could say there is no God, which means I am omnipresent and I am all-knowing. I can try all these other ways, or I can come back to God's revelation. And I can say, Lord, I can't justify myself. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. My friend, I want to tell you something this morning. I'm not a scientist, and I'll admit that. I'm just a simple, old-fashioned preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you something. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Not 300 million gods in India. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was conceived in the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. Science will never explain that. Faith will. Jesus Christ was conceived of the Virgin Mary. He lived a perfectly sinless life. He shed perfect blood on the cross of Calvary, atoning blood on the cross of Calvary. And that blood that was shed will wash your sins entirely away. if you would but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can cling to your atheism. You can cling to your false science, so-called. Or you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and know His forgiveness and know His peace today. Will you worship this creation, this globe, this goddess Gaia, this planet Earth? Will you worship the polytheism of this day? Or will you come today to the Creator, Jesus Christ, and put your faith in Him? Father in heaven, thank you for revealing your love to us. Deep within the conscience of man, there's the knowledge of God. Thank you for the Bible, which shows us Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I pray if there's someone here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ, that this would be that day for them. A day of turning away from worshiping self, worshiping the creation, and a day to believe on Jesus.
Friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. I want to invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. Perhaps you've made a decision as a result of today's broadcast. We'd like to know about it. We'd like you to take a minute and respond to us by email or let us know that our program is touching your life. Also, at the website, you can find links to recent broadcasts, a daily devotional from Pastor Chappell, and many other resources to encourage you in your spiritual growth. It's all to be found at dailyintheword.org. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a closing word.
My friend, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved." That word "must" is a very interesting word because it's the same word that Jesus used in John chapter 3 when he spoke to a religious man who was lost without Christ. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." My friend, this is not the must of a Baptist church or any other kind of a church, but Jesus Christ himself has reminded us that if we will have a home in heaven someday, then we must come to the Father through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is not the gift of any church or any prophet. Salvation is the gift of Jesus, who paid for our salvation and covered our sin when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And my friend, 3 days after he died on the cross of Calvary, he rose again powerfully for our justification. If you would like your sins to be forgiven, if you would like to know what justification is all about, then the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you would call on him by faith today and confess to him that you are a sinner and ask him to forgive your sin and come into your life, the Bible promises that he will come in and you will be saved. May God help you today to make your prayer to the Lord by faith. If you've never trusted Christ, today is the day of salvation.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Friend, we sure would like to hear from you this month. It's a joy to know that our ministry is touching your heart on a daily basis. And when you take time to write to us or call us this month, we have a gift we'd like to send to you. It's a mini book entitled Your Pastor and You, written by Pastor Chappell. It will encourage your relationship with your pastor at your local church. It will help you be an encouragement to the man of God who teaches and nurtures and shepherds your life and your family. Again, it's entitled Your Pastor and You. We want to send this to you free of charge. It's just our way of saying thank you for listening. Thank you for taking a moment to let us know that our ministry is a part of your life. The easiest way to contact us is to visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, dailyintheword.org. You can click on the Contact Us tab and simply jot us an email. Let us know that this program is ministering to you. Also, when you're there, do consider contributing to this ministry, and your investment will help us to cover airtime costs on many of our stations and continue teaching and preaching the Word of God across the country. So your investment is a great investment into the work of God. The second way you can contact us is to just call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, that's 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Again, we rejoice to receive your letter, your email, or your phone call, and we would love to send you a copy of this little mini book entitled Your Pastor and You. Don't forget, our ministry is hosting a cruise to Alaska. You will enjoy the beauty of God's creation in a magnificent and marvelous way, as well as the preaching of Dr. Chappell and several guest speakers, and special music from the Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. This cruise is happening August of 2011, just over 1 year from now. We're setting sail in August of 2011. We would love for you to join us. You can find out more information on the homepage of dailyintheword.org. Don't forget to be a part of the cruise to Alaska in 2011. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.